Hi and welcome to the Benny Grab podcast. Yes, it's your lucky day if you enjoy a beautiful German accent, but there is more to this. I don't know where or when you're listening to this, but right now I am traveling. I'm sitting alone in a hotel room. It's late and I kind of stumbled onto something, a real treasure that I've been ignoring for a long time. So to understand what this is and why it starts now, I want to take you back a few steps. A little over 5 years ago, I was wrapping up a long, long process, which was researching and writing my book, Effective Practicing for Musicians. That book is a result of a lifelong passion of mine to find out and share what actually works. Practical tools, clear explanations, efficient ways of getting from A to B or maybe even further when it comes to mastering an instrument or understanding yourself better along the way. Now, after my manuscript was finished and after being completely obsessed with this subject for quite a while, I wanted to keep going. You know, while laying out my own system, I became really curious whether I'd find the same principles or maybe very different, even opposing ones, in the minds of other great artists and thinkers. So I did start to organize and record long conversations with some of the best people I know in my field, people I respect and still inspire me today. So I did, but I never put them out. It's crazy, but life happened, the book came out, other projects came along, and somehow those conversations, they never saw the light of day. With the passing years, it was always this thing in the back of my mind, and not only did I feel kind of embarrassed that I had maybe wasted their time, but on the other side, I was also unsure if the conversations might feel outdated by now. And so fast forward to today, I was digging through an old backup hard drive and found a folder called Interviews Ready to Cut. I opened it, listened to two of those conversations, and I was blown away. Because mainly the information in there is truly timeless. Because the conversations were not about their latest album, tour, or gear, but focused specifically on how they practice, what's a waste of time in their experience, what are things, habits, what are tools that help them the most, how do they deal with doubts, roadblocks, stuff like that. Deep, honest, practical, and incredibly valuable stuff. And it became very clear to me, I have to do this. I can't afford not to share these conversations. So what you're listening to right now is my promise that I will. There's still some work ahead. I'll reach out to these wonderful people, make sure they're still okay with me releasing the material in this format, and I'll mix and finish the episodes properly. But I can't live with the feeling of having had these amazing conversations, having them on my hard drive and keeping them to myself is ridiculous. It probably goes without saying, though, that this is a completely new format for me. I'm definitely making some of this up as I go along, so bear with me. But the idea, at least for now, is to alternate between episodes. One conversation, like I told you about, these interviews, focused on practicing and progressing on the instrument, and then back and forth with another one where I take some time to reflect on something, a specific topic or a question. So, hey, I'm excited about this. I hope you're too. I'm curious where it will lead. I'm really glad you're here. So stay tuned, and again, welcome. And I'll talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.